unlike last Wednesday, I don't have anything scripted out, but I will tell you, when we met with Representative Rainey after the hearing, his comments to us were the fact that he wanted us to take everything, all of the revenue stream, whether it's tuition fees or state appropriations, the whole revenue bucket, and that's an accounting term, and look at if there was a certain portion of that we needed to cover shared services, my term, administrative cost, his term. And he told us to come back with a recommendation that was conservative and realistic, and he would consider it. And we asked him, do you have a range? Is there some range that would be, in your mind, something that we could aim for? And again, it was bring something back and we can look at it. He offered to come to the board meeting to talk to the board in this setting, about the bill and possible modifications. So we were, I guess I'm speaking for myself, encouraged on the fact that we did have an opportunity to weigh in, so to speak. But as I explained to him, this ship is slow to turn, and what we don't have is time. To look at our shared services, and I've researched, and if you were in my field, the Government Finance Officers Association is our guiding association, and they put out information, and there's one on best practices in community college budgeting, and there's one on allocating and pricing internal services, and taking looking at indirect cost allocation. So I've been looking at all this. So if we said, okay, Representative Rainey, based on these best practices, this would be the modification that we would propose. That cannot be done in a short period of time. We explained to him that we're bound by Open Meetings Act, 72 hours. We got back here around 10 p.m. Wednesday. I had to work on Thursday and Friday. We met again Friday afternoon to look at what modifications did we want to talk about today. We want to talk. We want to engage the faculty, the staff, council, public. I don't know how many of y'all have been approached by people in the public, but everybody wants to help. They want to be part of the solution. And so that's what we're going to need to go forward. But what we don't have is time. And that's the main thing that we need. If you don't believe anything else, believe that we are going to get a transparent budgeting process. We're going to be transparent with how we allocate things. We're going to be transparent with our financial decisions. But we have to have financial software. What we learned Friday afternoon, maybe the rest of the folks there, I didn't know it, but the contact hours that Andy provides to the state is not broken down by campus. It's an aggregate. We all do that. All 50 community colleges report an aggregate. So we're going to have to now research and define and implement a methodology to break that down by campus so we can allocate the revenue appropriately and do it in a manner that it's transparent and it's accurate and it meets the spirit of this bill. Again, that's going to take time and resources. Do we have to go back and modify the courses that they sign up for? Okay, that's got to be implemented across the system. Then you've got to look at our shared services and some of the ones that GFOA talks about. We've all talked about IT, HR, finance, maintenance. I'm trying to think of the ones at the city. And it's allocated based on different variables, just like manufacturing. Again, you've got to have a think tank. We've got to have resources. We've got to have resources to implement this. And yes, I look at it positive. We could be the model. Wouldn't that be great if we could say we're the model community college? We got it right. We found the solution. We found the system, we allocate it, we're transparent, we'd be happy to share it. That's going to take time. And so my concern from this whole process, which is exactly what has happened, is time is just getting away from us. It's just, I feel like I can't run any faster. And so I guess that was my concern, is we could propose something. I mean, I've worked a couple of weekends in the past. I didn't work on Saturday this weekend, but I did Sunday. But it's like, how many people can we bring together to get this figured out in a timely fashion? That would be something I feel comfortable putting my name on. Because when I propose something that's going to go to the state legislature and it says we need 20%, I need to be sure that's the right number. And folks, I'm not there. So when we looked at what were we going to do, I guess just the overwhelming looking at it saying, this is what we really have to do, is kind of where I'm at. I don't think there's any intent to not provide information to Representative Rainey. I think it's the fact that we have to meet in an open meeting. We have to discuss the options, but more importantly, look at everything that's going to take for us to get to an internal service allocation for shared services that is what it needs to be. That it won't be something that somebody's going to come back later and say, well, this doesn't make any sense, Trustee Miller. Why are you allocating this based on that formula? And I wouldn't be able to support that, because I have to do that in my job at the City of Brenham as CFO. I have to support the financial decisions. So that's kind of where I'm at this point, that any recommendation that we would make, I wouldn't want to propose something that was too high and then it's kicked back, and then something that's too low, and then we get into the budget season and we say, okay, what are these tough decisions we're going to have to make? Because yes, it's going to take everybody working together, but that's all I've heard is people saying, we want to help. Tell us what we can do. I don't know that helped, but that's my comments on them.